Happy Thursday, everybody. Starting this morning's episode off with a little bit of Us Against the World from the original motion picture soundtrack Holiday in the Sun, starring the iconic Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, one of my favorites of their, you know, catalog of films. And it's my favorite for many reasons, but obviously the reason why I decided to start this morning's episode off with that particular number is because Megan Fox is part of the iconic cast of Holiday in the Sun, playing Breonna Wallace. If you know, you know. True fans know. And if you don't know, then I highly suggest you find that movie wherever it is streaming online. By the way, I do wonder why none of the streaming services have picked up any of the Mary-Kate and Ashley films yet, because they are iconic. And it's not like the girls need money, so it's not like they need the sale, but I would love to watch Mary-Kate and Ashley films literally all day and all night, because I just can't live without them. But anyways, Us Against the World is the name of that song. It's sung by the teeny bopper iconic band Play. I used to be obsessed with that song back in the day when I was like a teen boppy girly. And it somehow never has lost my life, because everything always goes back to Mary-Kate and Ashley, because they're ultimately queens who literally brought us Megan Fox. Now, I was thinking, obviously Megan Fox was in that iconic movie, but fun fact, she was also part of the iconic cast of Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, starring Lindsay Lohan. She played the villain of that. I forget what her character's name was, but her character's name was Breonna Wallace in Holiday in the Sun. That was, like, iconic. Then Andy Cohen asked Megan Fox in an episode of Watch What Happens Live back in the day, which Olsen twins she connected more with more, and she said Mary-Kate. So it's really cool. Just love to see it. But anyways, obviously our first story of the day is going to be, you know, the big story, which is Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly getting engaged, which I think many of us fans were really excited about and waiting with bated breath for. We knew it was going to happen eventually, and it did. And then I have some other stories to talk about, too, because that is what I do as the mistress of pop culture, as your Andrew Dimitri. But before I get into that, I hope everybody's having a great week. It is Thursday, which means there's only two more days left of the work week. Now, I'm actually recording this on Wednesday night because I just, you know, am. But I haven't had a chance yet to watch episode 7 of And Just Like That, but I will talk about that in Friday's episode because I'm very, very excited for that. And it's, you know, 3 more episodes after this week, and then season 1 is over, and I'm really hoping and crossing my fingers that there will be a season 2, because I love And Just Like That so much. Also, I do have to say this, and I wanted to talk about this because it is not only top of mind, but, you know, I was on the Sarah Jessica Parker, you know, Hocus Pocus 2 rabbit hole last night. So I just typed in Hocus Pocus 2 on YouTube just to see if, like, any, you know, paparazzi shots would come up with the girl shooting in Rhode Island, because there's been a lot of stuff on TikTok and Instagram, you know, with regards to BTS stuff behind the scenes. And literally there was an entire, like, scene on YouTube from different angles of Bette and the girls, Winifred, Sarah, and Mary Sanderson singing One Way or Another, which I guess is going to be part of the soundtrack of the Hocus Pocus 2 film, which is going to be streaming on Disney Plus this year, which is so iconic. I'm assuming it's going to come out on Halloween, which I can't wait for. But literally, it's almost as iconic, if not more iconic, than when Bette sings I Put a Spell on You in the first movie. So I'm really, really looking forward to this movie. And it sucks because, like, we live in an era where everything gets spoiled because of paparazzi and TikTok and Instagram and social media. But, like, honestly, I don't even care, because I cannot wait till freaking Halloween for this movie to come out. I need it now. And I just want to hear when a friend said, "Book." And, you know, I want to hear Sarah say, "Maka, maka, maka." And, of course, I want to see Mary ride a damn vacuum cleaner, because, you know, those are some of the most iconic moments from the original film. But that's you know, neither here nor there. What is here and there is the Megan Fox of it all. So let's get into our first story of the day. I also wanted to say this really quickly also before I get into our first story. So on the topic of Mary-Kate and Ashley, some of my favorite Mary-Kate and Ashley films are Billboard Dad, Passport to Paris, New York Minute, Holiday in the Sun. And the reason why they're so iconic is because they're, like, real they're really nostalgic of like certain points of my life. And I can vividly remember like the emotional whatever I was going through as a preteen and like where I was in my life and who my friends were and like sort of how I felt and who I had crushes on. Like, it's just, I connect it with these kinds of films. And that's why, to me personally, film and television is so significant in my life, because it really holds, it connects me to like certain eras of, you know, my upbringing. So, and I thank Mary-Kate and Ashley for that. Not that they care, because they're like so successful as fashion queens, honey, but you know, they brought us so much entertainment that I can't even handle it. So, you know, that's not on that. But anyways, let's get into our first story of the day. The big story of the day, the really, really just, oh, creme de la creme of news. And that is brought to us by E! Online. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged. Okay, now I saw Megan Fox's Instagram. Okay, first I heard about this on TMZ. I was out shopping with my friend. I went to Hermes today. So fancy, and bought by myself a pair of fabulous house slippers. I know, so bougie and fancy. But you know what? I treat myself really well. And I was like, you know what? I work really hard. I'm just going to get myself a nice pair of shoesies. And that I did. So anyways, I saw this on TMZ and I freaked out because I was like, oh my God, Megan Fox is my favorite. So 7 hours ago, Megan Fox posted, oh my gosh, a video. And she has, as of now, 11.4 million views of this video. She posted this. Megan Fox, in July of 2020, we sat under the banyan tree. We asked for magic. We were oblivious to the pain we would face together in such a short, frenetic period of time, unaware of the work and sacrifices the relationship would require from us, but intoxicated off of the love and the karma. Somehow, a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I have ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood. I'm going to repeat that last line. And then we drank each other's blood. 1-11-2022. Okay. Many, 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 many things to break down here. But first of all, Machine Gun Kelly swore he'd never fall in love, but then Megan Fox showed up and he can't get enough of it. In fact, the rocker is so in love that he decided to propose to the Jennifer's Body actress. By the way, shame on you, E! News, for referencing Jennifer's Body and not the Holiday in the Sun actress or the Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen actress, but I'm not going to hold that against you because honestly, this news usurps that. Machine Gun Kelly popped the question on January 11th. Megan revealed to Instagram the following day. The Transformer star, you know, posted what she posted, which is iconic. And the video is beautiful, and she looks so happy and beautiful, and he looks so handsome. And it's just like, it makes sense. Two genetically perfect people would end up together. But also, I feel like on an energetic kismet level, like spiritual level, which Megan Fox has addressed this, they're very much, you know, meant to be with each other. It's a beautiful video. Lots of celebrities are commenting, of course. Kim K commented, Kourtney Kardashian commented, many, many others. And it's just really, really exciting because I think many of us were waiting with bated breath for this to happen. As I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, after Kourtney and Travis got engaged, we're like, well, it only makes sense that Machine Gun and Megan are going to get engaged because, you know, they have that energy and they're just like, ugh, the best. Okay. Machine Gun Kelly revealed in an up-close look at her personalized engagement ring featured both a diamond and emerald stone. He shared, quote, yes, in this life and every life, the artist said the combination of their birthstones symbolized the two halves of the same soul, forming the obscure heart that is our love. Obviously, Kim Kardashian commented, said, so happy for you guys. Well, Megan and Machine Gun Kelly, whose real name is Colson Baker, first went public with their romance in June 2020. The duo had actually formed a connection months earlier while filming the Randall Emmett movie, Midnight in the Switchgrass. By the way, speaking of Randall Emmett, he's very relevant in the news because Lala's talking about how there is quite a bit of infidelity in their relationship with regards to Randall allegedly stepping out on her. I haven't read much about that, but maybe I'll talk about that on Friday. Quote, our trailers were next to each other, so I just waited outside of my trailer steps. Every day I worked just to catch a glimpse of eye contact, Machine Gun Kelly said on a July 2020 joint episode of the Give Them Lala with Randall podcast. Quote, she's the most gorgeous eyes I've ever seen. Megan added that they formed an instant bond. Quote, the second that I was in a room with him and said hello to him and looked into his eyes, I knew right away that he was what I call a twin flame, she said on the podcast at the time. We're actually two halves of the same soul, I think. I said to him almost immediately, I felt it right away. Since that time, the stars have become inseparable, packing on the PDA at award shows and enjoying double dates with BFFs Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian, who also just got engaged. In fact, during a joint appearance at the 2021 MTV VMAs, Megan and Kourtney even introduced Machine Gun Kelly and Travis as their future baby daddies. Quote, "I'm a huge fan of this next performer," Megan gushed to the crowd about her man. "I've watched him grow, not just as an artist, but also as a person. He's so cute." Like, he's like, and I say this in the most respectful and loving way, but he's like a man child. Like, that he's so cute. And it's just like, but he has this really youthful energy about him. And Megan Fox is just like a goddess. Like, I do not think I've ever seen anyone more beautiful than Megan Fox. Maybe Aishwarya Rai, like, in terms of beauty, but Megan Fox is just like goals. Like, she's what I want to look like. Like, she's why I get my Botox done. You know, I do my brows a very specific way. Is it too much to ask for to just look like Megan Fox? I think not. But this is just really exciting news, and I could not think of a more iconic celebrity couple right now. Maybe Pete and Kim, but they're still newer. Megan and Machine Gun have, you know, been together for a while, so it's more, you know, stable, some may say. And then energy-wise, they're just iconic, but so happy for them, and I literally love this news. But this brings us to our second story of the day. This is from Page Six. Giddy Megan Fox shows off engagement ring to Machine Gun Kelly to fans at JFK. Megan Fox was so excited about her engagement to Machine Gun Kelly, she was showing off her ring to fans at the airport an hour before she officially announced the news. The newly engaged couple was spotted in the Delta Lounge on a layover at JFK Airport in New York on Wednesday. A spy told us as in Page Six, the giddy actress was showing off her new bling to anyone and everyone who came up to greet the A-list couple. The pair was fully dressed, with Fox, 35, in a white and navy t-shirt, jeans, and a green baseball cap. Kelly, 31, wore Converse sneakers and a black hoodie and a trucker hat. It appears the twin flames were heading home to Los Angeles from Puerto Rico after Kelly popped the question outside the Ritz-Carlton Spa. Last night she said yes under the buy-in tree, the rocker tweeted. Meanwhile, Fox posted a video of his proposal alongside a lengthy caption about their relationship. I'm looking here at the photo, and it's one green stone and one is a normal looking diamond, and it is literally an exquisite ring. Like, oh, and her hand is just so beautiful. Megan Fox is so beautiful, and Machine Gun Kelly too is gorgeous. Like, I just, it makes me believe in love. It makes me believe that it's out there. It makes me believe that it's possible. And I mean, it's not always easy to find your significant partner in life, but look at Megan Fox. She got a second chance at love after, you know, dating, being married to Brian Austin Green, having three beautiful children with him. So I do wonder what his reaction was. I wonder if Machine Gun called him, or, you know, gave him a heads up that this news was happening, or, you know, if Megan, you know, like, because they both have kids, Machine Gun and Megan, and I'm sure, you know, the kids were part of the decision and, you know, the process, because, you know, it's a big decision to merge your life with somebody at, you know, once they already have a dad. So it's just wonderful news and really exciting for them. So love's in the air every time I look around, literally. Well, this brings us to our third story of the day, which is kind of the total and complete opposite of the happy wedded news. And this news broke on E! News also, and it was very, very sad, and but, you know, it sometimes happens in life, and that is Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet break up after 16 years together. Jason Momoa, I mean, Khal Drogo, Aquaman, and Lisa Bonet, who many of us fell in love with on The Cosby Show, and mother of the iconic, supremely talented, beautiful Zoe Kravitz, are going their separate ways, which is really sad. This is from E! News. The reign of Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet is over. The Game of Thrones star, 42, shared a joint statement with Lisa on January 12th, announcing their split after 4 years of marriage and more than a decade as a couple. The pair wrote on Instagram, this was an Instagram story, quote, "We have all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. Revolution is unfolding and our family is of no exception, feeling and growing from the seismic shifts occurring." They said they are, quote, "parting ways in marriage and sharing the news," quote, "not because we think it's newsworthy, but so that," quote, "as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty." Lisa and Jason, who tied the knot in 2017, explained that the, quote, "love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived." They said they wanted to, quote, "free each other in order to," quote, "be who we are learning to become. Our devotion is unwavering, to this sacred life and our children, they said, ending with, quote, may love prevail. The high fidelity actress, 54, met Jason for the first time in 2004 at a jazz club, according to her interview with Porter Magazine in 2018. My gosh, E provided a gorgeous photo of the two of them. This woman is like, no wonder why Zoe Kravitz is like the most beautiful face in the world, like her mother. My gosh, she's exquisite looking. Lisa recalled their instant chemistry, saying, quote, I can't say it was full on from the moment we saw each other, excuse me, but we have been together from that day, from the day we met, she shared. In that moment, love came and it came big. And he did not run as I think a lot of men do. He basically picked me up and threw me over his shoulder, caveman style. I just have to say, I think this might just be the greatest statement or joint statement from a couple parting ways. It's exquisite. It's not your cookie cutter. We asked for privacy at this time. It's we want our love to evolve. Our love is evolving. And, you know, we're changing and we're growing. This is why I think Jason Momoa is, I mean, I think he's not your typical A-list actor. He's really real. He is cool. He's like the people's, you know, actor. He's not, you know, brushes shoulders with only A-list people. He's real, like a real, real guy. And I like that about him. And Lisa, I mean, there are just no words. Because Zoe, I mean, you have to imagine Zoe gets half of her. I mean, Zoe Kravitz has two very cool parents. Lenny Kravitz, who I can't say enough good things about. I mean, to me, he's always going to be the man who was in the Gap commercials with Sarah Jessica Parker singing, I'm crazy for this little lady because she makes me feel good. Remember those commercials with SJB? Iconic! I was on an airplane a couple of weeks ago and I watched that commercial. I was like literally cackling because it was so good. But to have Lisa and Lenny as your parents, I mean, you are the coolest girl in the world. But anyways, I can't say this is sad. I have to say their statement is just so beautiful. It makes me believe that their lives are just evolving and they're moving into a new era and their love is real and was real and they're just following their feelings. And I think this is the way to do it. I mean, this is good. This is great. And I mean, it's sad, of course. It's never happy when a relationship ends, but they did it in a way that I could not have. I mean, it's perfect. I have no words, literally, as you can tell. So I wish them a lot of health, light, and love in their futures. And who knows? Maybe they'll be dating again. Maybe they won't be. We'll see. I love Jason, though. Like, he, to me, is always going to be Khal Drogo, who took care of Danny. And they're not, like, witch. Like, did that weird stuff. And then, like, Daenerys, like, burned her at the stake. And that was the end of season one. But anyways, yeah, this brings us to our fourth and final story of the day. A little bit of music Coachella news, which is actually really exciting. Coachella announces full lineup for April 2022 festival. This is from Deadline. Begs the question, though, if Coachella is actually going to happen because of the Omicron surge and the numbers that are rapidly rising, but we'll see. We'll see. In addition to headliners Harry Styles, Billie Eilish, and Ye, formerly Kanye West, and Swedish House Mafia, who were revealed this afternoon, organizers of the Coachella Music and Arts Festival announced the entire 2022 lineup via Twitter this evening. This evening as in Wednesday evening. Among the approximately 200 acts revealed this evening are Megan Thee Stallion, Woohoo, A Lil Baby, Doja Cat, Flume, Danny Elfman, 21 Savage, Phoebe Bridgers, Big Sean, Brockhampton, Run the Jewelry, Fatboy Slim, and many, many, many more. Oh, Fatboy Slim. Oh my gosh. Okay. There's just like a lot of artists. I mean, this isn't really much of a story, but part of me really doesn't believe that Coachella is going to actually happen because of like what's going on in the world. But I mean, this is really exciting because I love Doja Cat. I don't think I've heard the name Fatboy Slim since I was like a teenager, which is so crazy and nostalgic. And I love Big Sean and I love Megan Thee Stallion and I love Danny Elfman. Danny Elfman did the music for the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka, which he's iconic. I mean, he's done some, I think he did the theme song to Desperate Housewives too. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Anyways, very exciting, and I've never been to a Coachella in my 9 years of living in LA because I don't like big crowds, and I'm super, super claustrophobic, and I'm scared of things happening, but you know what? For those of you who love music and love dancing and dipping and doing it, good for you. Good for you, girl! So those are our stories of the day, and they're pretty good ones. And I am going to go to bed now. Well, I'm going to watch them just like that and go to bed because that's what I do here. But thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm Andrew DeVitri, the Mistress of Pop Culture. You can stream my podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Radio, iTunes, the podcast app on the iPhone, basically anywhere a podcast stream. Have a great Thursday, and I'll be back with you guys tomorrow for Friday, and then it's a freaking weekend, baby. Bye.